Come into the community of gentleness, justice, and love. Come and you shall be refreshed. Let the healing power of these people touch you. Let loving kindness and joy pass through you. Let hope infuse you. And let peace be the law of your heart. Well, with these words, I'm very happy to welcome you here on this Sunday after Thanksgiving, which has traditionally been one of our more informal gatherings, which is kind of a nice thing to do after the fall is pretty busy and intense, and then you're just about to go into the whole December, Christmas, the holiday season, so you kind of need a little change of pace, step back, and take a breath. So that's what we are, that's what we're doing this morning. I want to welcome all of you here today. Hope all of you had a good Thanksgiving. I did, although if you see me moving a little gingerly this morning, last Wednesday, I was getting up the last of the leaves out of my backyard, and my back started doing things it's not supposed to do, and which is making it a little difficult for me to move around. It's not quite as agile as I, well, nobody's quite as agile as we used to be, are we? But I'm doing all right now. I do want to welcome any of you who are visiting with us today, either here for the first time or if you're back from a previous visit. We're especially glad to have you. Hope you'll come and join us for some coffee and conversation in our dining room and get to know us a little better. If you have any questions about our church or about our faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, stop by our newcomers table. Someone can meet and greet you there, answer any questions that you may have. I hope you'll come back and see us as often as you can. And then following the service today, we're going to have a little fun preparing for the holidays. We're going to at least begin decorating the sanctuary here for the holidays. You saw a little sign there about not going up on the balcony. That's because all of our Christmas holiday decorations are stashed up there. What we especially need after this service is someone who, well, does have a pretty good back and is not afraid of heights, to put the four big red banners at the top of these things here. We have people who seem to like to do that every year, so please come and help us out. Please come and help us out with that. As you came in today, you were given a little card to write a question on, which is going to form the basis of my sermon, or alternative sermon, a little bit later. We'll be writing and collecting those in just a few moments. Anya will light our chalice.